This is Finger Pointer with a Below Top Secret podcast reply to the Dangerous Pursuits thread. Boot him! Boot him, my God! And that's all I'm going to say on the Australian accent impersonation aspect of this thread. But getting back on the subject, why do people persist in animal bothering and chasing killer snakes and trying not to get bitten by them, you know? And why do we watch it? Well, why do they do it? It's probably more got to do with why do we watch it? Why do we want to see it? Why do people go to horror movies? Because they can, sort of, in a way. Well, they can go in and see carnage, mayhem, fear, destruction, and walk out safely. Much the same as watching people handle wild animals, you know. People really want to get close to lions and stuff like that. As the doggy said about the people getting out of the car to take some snapshots. I get photos! Yay! Chomp. I'm jumping around all over the joint here, but on that, the subject of lions and, you know, people wanting to get close to lions, there was a story that I think it happened either in the early 90s or late 80s. There was some guy in Melbourne who thought he had the ninja power of invisibility. Well, he had one of those cool ninja cloaks anyway, that kind of, you know, if you look sideways and squint in a dark night when you're not really looking, you'd think they were invisible. But anyway, he wanted to really test it out. He had it, man. He'd cracked the nut. And so what he did was he went down to the lion cage in the middle of the night at Melbourne Zoo and decided to do a stealth walk, you know. He was going to ninja-fy his way invisibly across the lion's den and go, ha-ha, I am ninja number one, yay! But unfortunately, yeah, he didn't get very far. Yeah, well, I think you know how that one ends. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is that this drive for want of a better word, for adrenaline, is pretty universal, you know, whether people want to experience it directly or deferred through a third party is probably some part to understanding the differences there in terms of some people can probably get a satisfying experience from just watching it and then knowing that they're sitting safely watching it. Whereas for some people, it probably gets to a point where they really have to experience it almost to the point of a compulsion or an obsession. Like, just say, for example, the ninja guy, I think he would have been driven more by an obsession that he had ninja invisibility, you know, combined with a compulsion to actually test it in the real world, to show the world that, you know, he is individual and he is different and he is special. And those are things we all want to feel in the world. This kind of ties in to a theory I have about horoscopes, and why do people read the horoscopes in the newspaper? You know, apparently it is the most read part of most newspapers, and the reason I believe that people read the horoscopes, including myself, it's usually the first thing I'll turn to. The reason that people do that is because it's the only thing in the newspaper that is guaranteed to be about you. People, you'll read through the newspaper and it's about someone else, somewhere else, doing something else with something that you may not have, or people living lifestyles that you may not you may not be aware of existing. And this can often be an isolating experience, you know, a constant influx of kind of sad news about external events or news about external events. But when you get to the horoscopes, it's about you. There is something in that newspaper that is about you that you can read and feel it has a direct relation to you, you know, whether it's bosh or, you know, spot on. Can you tell I'm starting and stopping with this? Anyway. Yeah, I think that's pretty much all I wanted to say, except to kind of reiterate the fact that we aren't all just bloody walking around barefoot in the outback eating goannas and crap like that. You know, we're quite a modern country. We've had electricity for 15 years now, you know. We're rocking, okay? Or you naysayers of Australian cultural advancement. And, you know, we recently upgraded to the full alphabet. So, you know, just give us some space, man. Anyway, this is Finger Pointer. Have a good one. See ya.